Now I'm hungry. I like the wrapped shrimp appetizers at Phoenix City Grill, Phoenix Grill. All right, we've been talking our way through water heaters the entire hour. I think I've just about covered it as well as I can cover it. The only thing I haven't covered in detail is the process of flushing your traditional tank water heater. But I'm not going to go through that because I would need to cover it too quick. And there's really a lot of very specific steps you need to take to do it and do it right. So go to rosieonthehouse.com, the website. Go to our article of the week, and you'll find links there that will take you to other descriptions of exactly how to do it step by step. It's the weekly to-do, hashtag hot water, that will lead you to links on how to exactly drain your water heater correctly, when to do it, and when not to do it.
And can I just let everybody who's trying to call in right now know that we're short a call screener today. So Gary's hopping around like a little bunny back there trying to get it all done. But if you have a question, just go ahead and call us and stay on hold for a few minutes and we'll take all those questions. You will get an answer if you're on there when we finish up this morning, which is just about 3 minutes away.
So what are our takeaways? Are you going to baseball tickets?
Yeah, so I have a set of baseball tickets.
The Braves,
it's the last
right?
one for the season that we have for you guys. There's two tickets to the game on Thursday night, this Thursday, 6:40 in the evening. You would just have to
text this answer.
Well, I was going to have an email today because some people can't text. So today is an email. info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put D-backs in the subject. And what was your question for them? Did you have a question?
If you have a circulating pump on your water heater, what's the most important component to have?
Okay. I don't know if I know.
So you had to be listening.
Okay.
You had to be listening.
All right.
4:30 to 7:30, 5:30 to 8. If you're going to circulate hot water at your house, what's the most important component of the circulation pump?
So, yep.
Email that answer
to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll pick a winner.
Subject line, Diamondback tickets. Mm-hmm. It's for this Thursday night against the Braves.
Yep.
They're great seats.
Yep.
And it's how many seats, Ben?
Two.
Two seats. All right. Very good. Now, what are your takeaways for today's program? My biggest takeaway is John Jay really wiped out my next two weekends. I was going to wear out the hammock the next two weekends, but he's telling me now is a good time to go ahead and start planting my rows of winter vegetables.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick up spring mix seeds and plant my first row. Absolutely. I'll turn in a fresh load of compost this weekend, and I'll plant next Saturday.
Sounds good. And yeah, he had a lot of good tips. You could go back and get that podcast if you're really interested in getting that garden going, because he had some really great thoughts. We talked about pollinators, which I learned how to make friends with moths this week, which I guess it needed to be done. So they're a good thing. They're a pollinator.
When you find out there's only two that eat your clothes.
Out of thousands of varieties, it's not very likely to happen. So you can just appreciate them, keep them out of the house. But,
we learned about the butterfly training seminar coming up the first weekend in October. Contact Maricopa County Parks if you'd like to participate in that, where they will do a virtual learning session one night. But then you'll actually go out and visit one of the parks or conservation areas the next day, and you will be tutored and taught how to recognize, identify, and count the many different types of butterflies that are currently existing. And I hope the proliferation of butterflies that we're currently seeing right now holds out till October 1st. They need to hold out just a couple more weeks because, boy, there's millions of them in the desert right now.
Well, I hear that the 28th is the last. It's supposed to be the end of the monsoon, and they will disappear.
They'll start disappearing right after that.
If you're on hold right now, stay on the line.
That's right. We'll kick
it. Got a lot of calls.
Yeah.
A lot of calls. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to sign off on your safe place, your happy place, Rosie on the House. But don't get scared. We live at rosieonthehouse.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we will be back next Saturday.